This is Northwest News from KNKX. I'm Gabriel Spitzer. New research suggests the nation's first reported coronavirus case, a Snohomish County resident, was not the source of the outbreak in Washington, as previously thought. They call him Washington 1, a man in his 30s who returned to SeaTac Airport from China in mid-January. That person's virus looked a lot like the ones that popped up later, meaning Washington 1 appeared to have started the chain of infection here. Now, new research out of the University of Arizona has called that into question. They've modeled the virus's gradual genetic changes and found the Washington outbreak more likely came from a second, undetected case. Louise Moncla is a virologist in the Trevor Bedford Lab at the Fred Hutchinson Cancer Research Center in Seattle. She says a second introduction now does seem more likely. And that's actually heartening because it would mean spread from that first case was effectively squashed.
So I think there's a real note of hope in this analysis, which is that intensive contact tracing and self-isolation might actually really work. And that personally gives me quite a bit of hope.
The new analysis might also change the timeline of how the virus started spreading in the community from late January to earlier mid-February. Gabriel Spitzer, KNKX News.